Yeah, I had a firsthand experience with this notion of a Freemason, a Masonic curse, and this notion of healing the family tree, if you will, or generational sin, or effects of generational sin being passed down. So my story basically is I went to the seminary, and when you go into the seminary and you're really trying to grow, you know, grow in holiness, you're trying to grow in self-knowledge at the same time, trying to look at yourself, trying to understand what your weaknesses are, and also what your woundedness is. And so, as I was discovering that within myself, I discovered like a pretty deep tension inside of me, and it felt kind of like a black cancer. That's how I describe it. So, anyway, I go through seminary. I even went to see a psychologist about this, and they didn't know what it was, or they just, you know, didn't seem to think that they could identify anything with it. So I make it through seminary, go get ordained. And then when I got ordained, I was stationed in our house in Steubenville, Ohio, because that's where we send our guys to Franciscan University for philosophy in our first year. So I was stationed at that house, got to know this lady who, you know, specialized in, you know, healing and things like that. So my mom came to visit me, brought my mom up to visit her. While my mom was talking to this lady, this lady was interviewing her. She asked my mom if she had any Freemasonry in the family, and she said, "Yes, my dad was a Freemason." So she's like, "Okay, well, you need to pray this prayer, and you need to have Mark come in with you to pray this prayer." She was Protestant, so she referred to me by my first name. But anyway, and it was a prayer of deliverance for descendants of Freemasons. So, anyway, that prayer is basically 3 pages, single spaced, and it took us 30 minutes to pray through it because you've got to go through and break all these crazy curses because of all these oaths that these Masons swear throughout their time in the Masonic Lodge. So, anyway, I persevered through it, so to speak, and when I got done, I felt this like a spiritual straitjacket was taken off my soul. I just felt this incredible freedom that I'd never felt before. And as I expressed those exact same words, this other lady in the room, who apparently had some kind of like mystical gift of being able to see spirits, she said, "Yeah, because when you were praying that prayer, I saw demons leaving you left and right."
Wow.
I'm like, "Well, okay. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know about that, you know, but it sure felt like that. It sure felt like something was leaving me, because again, the liberation that I felt and the freedom that I felt, just like this new ability to kind of interior breathe." And so, and not only, and so, I went from there with this newfound understanding, because I was always open to understanding how the bad spirits worked in the world and in people's life, you know, especially as a newly ordained priest. So when I went back to Steubenville, and I would see, and people would come to see me for spiritual direction. So this one person had Masons on both sides of this person's family, and this person was struggling with like emotional issues too, like depression and even suicidal tendencies and stuff like that, or ideation at least. And so this person came in, and I said, "Hey man, we got to pray this prayer, you know, that this prayer I prayed." So we prayed through it. And when this person got finished praying, this person said, "You know, man," he said, "thank you for having me pray that prayer, because I was struggling really badly with suicidal ideation before I came in here, and now it's gone."
Wow.
And so I'm like, "Wow, that's pretty awesome." And I know that I've been on this show talking about this before, and I think there's a caller or two who has also called in to express praying this prayer, dealing with this issue and finding some type of liberation or freedom. And so, you know, for me, it makes a lot of sense, this notion of generational sin. Again, not the guilt of the sin being passed down to generations, but it's the effect. And really, the effect is more that when a person sins and they sin in a big way, and that person who sins in a big way is an authority figure, like you pointed out, Drew, they open the door up to the bad spirit. And when you open the door up to the demonic, then, and especially if you're an authority figure, then it kind of gives it kind of like a free rein within the generational line. And that's what was confirmed for me. I was watching something, listening to, I think, an exorcist priest speak exactly on Freemasonry. And he said, if a person joins the Masons, they automatically give their family tree line over to the devil, regardless if they, you know, how high they go, they automatically do it. And so, yeah, I'm a believer. I know. And really, biblically speaking, you can find evidence for this stuff in the Bible. One of my favorite passages is David. David, after he committed adultery and basically was an accomplice in murder, the Lord said to him, he said, the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah to be your wife. He says, I will bring evil upon you out of your own house. And then the Lord also said, your child must die because of what you've done.
Wow.
So, you know, that's, again, the sin wasn't passed down, but there were serious effects of David's actions that his generational line had, in one sense, pay for.